This is the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast. Barstool Talk Daily. Except it's really early in the morning and no booze. For the most part.
The Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast is brought to you by Lindio. If you are a small business and you need a small business loan, think Lindio. According to a new study, the five healthiest cities in America are all in the western half of the United States. Don't worry, none of them in Texas. Anybody want to throw out a guess or two? What do you think of as a healthy city? Yeah.
Three that come to mind would be like San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Portland.
Oh.
Number, it's on there.
Seattle.
Wow. You are nailing it, bud.
Really?
Nice.
I'm feeling good now. So of the top five, I've got three of them, right?
Three out of five.
Woo!
And you haven't missed yet.
San Diego?
No, it's a good guess. Oh. People are always like running and rollerblading.
It's because the weather's there is so stinking nice. So there's two more.
Yeah.
Western half.
I don't think you're.
Yeah, see now. Are they obvious?
No.
Oh, like it's not Los Angeles.
No.
No, I wouldn't think so.
You know, Los Angeles, you just got so much of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Los Angeles, you know what I mean?
Fresno.
Right.
Stockton.
Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, does that make sense to you? That would be really healthy. No caffeine.
Yeah.
No beer.
Strong alcohol. You're right. No alcohol. No bath salts, probably. So number one is San Francisco for healthiest cities. Number two is Salt Lake City. Number three is Scottsdale, Arizona.
Ooh.
I just think Phoenix. You know, when I think of, I don't think of Scottsdale as being its own city, really. Number four is Seattle, and number five is Portland, Oregon, your hometown. Describe why Portland, Oregon would rank so high on the healthiest cities list.
I can probably do that in one word. Bicycles.
A lot of bicycling going on?
Holy Moses, yeah. They're everywhere.
Do they have a nice infrastructure so that you can ride your bikes and not worry about getting plowed down by an SUV?
For the most part, they do. Like they're working towards that. Like they actually there's one river that splits the city between east and west, and there hasn't been a new bridge built across that river in ages. They finally build a new one, thinking, hey, this is going to help ease some of the traffic on the roadways. Nope. It's not a bridge for cars. It was the bridge for bicycles and for the public transit train to cross the river.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still a lot of sketchy areas where. But then again, you get a lot of these bicyclists out there who think, oh, I can just kind of be in the middle of the roadway doing 10 miles an hour on my bike.
Well, you know,
and I don't have to worry about anything.
You know, in my neighborhood, they had redone one of the major roads, not a highway or anything, but a road. And, oh, they put a bicycle lane in there. It's got the little bicycle, like the little thing on the pavement that shows you it's a bicycle lane.
But it's not separate from the actual road.
It's just the lane. It's like, hey, here's a bicycle lane, which is also where all the cars are going to be going. So good luck with that.
Was that the road that you wanted to go down when we were going to go for a bike ride last week?
Yeah, that's right.
God, how dumb did we look?
We were going to go on a bicycle ride, and then both of our tires deflated.
Yeah.
Like within a block of going anyplace.
It was really crazy. Funny watching you struggle to get back to the house. On two it wasn't even like it was just, oh, that's kind of flat. No.
All the way.
There was zero air in those tires.
Yeah, and I had just bought this new bike 2 days before. I bought the bike on Wednesday of last week. We went for a bike ride. We were going to go for a bike ride on Friday. So the tire just automatically deflates.
Yeah. And what? The fact that I was on the Elliptigo.
You got to see this Elliptigo. Uh-huh. If you've never seen it before, it's like an elliptical machine at the gym with wheels on the bottom of it. And you ride it around, so you're standing up while you're riding.
Oh, yeah. My God, I see it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It.
So imagine me on that and then Buzz on a bike with flat tires.
Well,
riding back to his house.
I got the bicycle and the Elliptigo fixed. So if you want to give it another shot,
yeah, let's
this
do
weekend,
it.
We could probably do it.
Yeah.
I'm going
to go buy a helmet first, though. Are you cool with that?
No, I'm not riding with anybody who's wearing a helmet.
Really?
No.
Buzz, safety first.
Especially when you just
told me. Dude, we're already going to look gay.
So then what's there to lose?
Yeah,
exactly.
True.
Right? I mean, if you're already going down that path, you might as well go the whole way.
Oh, make sure you get elbow pads, too.
And get those, get
the little knee pads.
Well, no, I was talking about the gloves with the little rubber, like, palms on them. So if you fall off and you have to brace yourself,
cool.
You don't scrape your palms up. I'm totally going to go buy that whole thing. And
I'm
going to rock
pictures.
It's going to be Buzz on his bicycle, me on the Elliptigo with elbow and knee pads and a helmet.
You know, I'd got my daughter like a motorized scooter, like a like a Razor scooter, but it has a little motor in it. And I'd gotten her for Christmas a hoverboard. And her grandma, not my mom, not Shirley, but her other grandma said, Buzz, make sure you go out and get a helmet for her. And my first response was, no way, helmets are for dorks. That's
what I told. Buzz, safety.
You just explained to me that the one road that we were going to go down
is terrible.
And it's like the bike lane is actually the lane where there's cars. And if
there's no separation at all.
And in this city, the drivers
are crazy.
It's not that I don't like
they're not even looking where they're going.
In all honesty, I don't trust the drivers in any way, shape, or form. I'm totally buying a helmet, and I'm going to buy you know what I'm going to go buy? I'm going to go buy like a motorcycle helmet.
That's a good idea.
With a visor and everything.
Yeah. You look like Daft Punk out there riding an elliptical.
Be like the Tron soundtrack playing over and over again.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
What do we need to do here during this break?
We need to update your Tinder account, my man.
Yay, it's Valentine's Day, Buzz.
You still haven't even shown me. You haven't even shown me my Tinder count or like who you're swiping on. I'm not running it.
Some
Brandon's
nice
running it.
All right.
You seem to complain a lot about it.
You won't show it to me.
It's so not that I won't. You never asked.
All right. Well, you could at least update me and tell me, you know, how it's going so far.
It's going well.
Are you communicating with anybody as me?
As you?
Yeah.
No. Because you're not supposed to do that.
What do you mean?
Like I
don't know how the whole thing works.
You have to inform people like, hey, by the way, I'm doing this for a friend.
Oh, I thought this is something people do? I thought I was the only one doing it this way, having somebody else run it.
I don't know.
For me.
I'm pretty sure that other people do it.
Yeah, like kids do it for their parents, maybe.
What?
They're single parents, I mean.
That sounds terrible. So what do you need from me?
I figured today's Valentine's Day. We really want to lock down the perfect date for you this evening. So we just, you know, we need to really whittle this thing down to what is your ideal woman? Like, what are you looking for?
You don't need more information about me other than...
I know more about you than I ever cared to.
You just want to know what I'm looking for in a woman.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you. What am I looking for in a woman? Well, let me tell you. I like my women like I like my golf scores in the 70s with a slight handicap.
No!
I like my women like I like my fast food joints. Happy to take orders and serve food.
Not cheap, though, right?
Not too expensive. I like my women like I like my mountain roads. Curvy and slow. I like my women like I like my chocolate. Without nuts. I like my women like I like my escalators. Slow and easy to get off. I like my women like I like my... I like my women like I like my car trunks.
Oh.
Roomy with a spare tire. I like my women like I like my paycheck.
Oh.
Direct deposit. I like my women like I like my straws. Crazy and full of coke. I like my women like I like my hamburgers.
Oh.
Big buns, but no pickle. I like my women like I like my weed. Pungent, but not yet legal in the state of Texas.
Oh.
I like my women like I like my cars. Foreign and high maintenance. Like my women like I like my IKEA furniture. Needlessly complicated with a few screws missing. I like my women like I like my guitars. With a tiny G string so it's easier to finger. I like my women like I like my air conditioning. Blowing at a comfortable 69 and dripping on my carpet.
Oh.
The Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast is brought to you by Lindio. Lindio is a small business loan specialist searching the web for qualified lenders to fund your next project, payroll, pay for supplies, or pay for vacations. I was thinking we'd do a topic today. Like, what is the most petty reason you've ever broken up with somebody for Valentine's Day? You know who was famous for breaking up with women for very petty reasons?
You?
Me?
Oh.
No, the character Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not the real Jerry Seinfeld, but what were some of the reasons that Jerry broke up with women? Close talker?
No, the close talker
that
was
George.
A guy. No, the close talker was a guy.
Oh, wait.
It wasn't there one about the toe?
That was Judge Reinhold.
Oh, right. Manhands.
Manhands. He did break up with Manhands. There was the one lady who looked good in specific light, but looked really bad in other light.
That was How about the woman that he saw?
Episode? Oh, yeah.
Fixing her bicycle naked. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Did I imagine that one?
No. Because then he decides he's going to be naked. He's going to do some floor sanding.
She eats her peas one at a time.
Wasn't there one where like her middle toe was bigger than her big toe or something? And he didn't like it, so he broke up with her?
All right, we'll see if anybody wants to call in and share with us. What is the most petty reason that you've ever broken up with somebody? I have a feeling like my parents have been married 65 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost 65 years. Aww. And you'll notice a lot of older couples stay together. I think that was because you did back in the olden days, you didn't think you could just get divorced and go out and find somebody else to have genital fun time with. You know, so you were kind of like, well, we're married, I guess. I'll stick with it. You know what I mean? But Now you can break up with anybody for any reason, and there are all these options. You got a lot more options, don't you think?
Well, here's the
too many options.
This is claiming ridiculous reasons why Jerry dumped someone on Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
It says here he dumped a lady for being a low talker. The low talker, I believe, was Kramer's girlfriend. The low talker was the reason he ended up in the puffy shirt.
Okay.
But they have the man hands eating one pea at a time.
How about the woman who broke up with Jerry because she thought he was picking his nose?
Yeah.
I was scratching it.
Yeah. There's the two-faced lady who looked attractive in light, in some light, not in other light. Remember, Stifler's mom from American Pie was in Seinfeld, and she was the masseuse, and he got upset because he never got a massage. Like, he kind of anticipated that, hey, if you're a masseuse, you should naturally, you know, as a perk to that relationship, you're going to get free massages.
Uh-huh. I didn't watch every single episode of Seinfeld like you did. Do you want me to throw some out here?
Yeah.
Jerry called her a pimple popper. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, she was a...
That was Marcia Cross.
She was a skin doctor. And he called her Pimple Popper MD. There was the lady he broke up with for having a really bad laugh.
The one where she kept wearing the same dress over and over again.
He actually ends up, I think, in her closet trying to see if she has a whole week of that specific dress, or if it's the exact same dress, and it just becomes a gigantic issue for him.
All right, so what I want to hear, and I have a couple good ones, but they're kind of embarrassing because they're me, and everybody knows who I am, but you call in anonymously. If people are willing to call in and give me some, like, very petty reasons that they've broken up with. I got one good story that is me. The reason I broke up with somebody who's pretty, I don't know, it might seem petty to you. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a good reason to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one where I got broken up with for a reason that I thought was completely ridiculous and just so petty.
Are you going to bring up the steak lady as well?
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
No.
You know, she didn't break up with me because of that. She said we can never go out and have steak together again because I like it too rare, and it grossed her out. She's like, I can't even look. She like she took her napkin and like was holding it over her eyes because my steak was so bloody rare.
That's so weird.
You know, I didn't say it because I'm a gentleman, but I really don't see a future with somebody who orders their steak well done. To be honest, that's kind of a deal breaker there. You want your steak well done. I'm not sure I want to have kids with you.
Who knows what kind of genes you're going to pass on to these kids.
All right, so here's the toll-free studio line, 844-305-6210. That's 844-305-6210. And if you will call and tell us either a petty reason that you broke up with someone or a petty reason that somebody broke up with you. If we get some good ones, I'll tell you mine, which are kind of embarrassing, so I don't want to go first. But if somebody else will call, give us a call, 844-305-6210, and we'll get some of these calls going, and maybe I'll open up and share with you.
How do you choose a date? Whose company would you enjoy? Well, one thing you can consider is looks. Woody thought of Janice and how good-looking she was. He'd really have to rate to date somebody like her. Yes, he'd enjoy that, except... Well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and bored. She'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior. Well, perhaps someone who doesn't feel superior. There's Betty. And yet, it just doesn't seem as if she'd be much fun. What about Anne? She knows how to have a good time and how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun too. Yes, that's what a boy likes. He wants to know he's appreciated. Anne would be fun on a date.
All right, give me a call and let me know what's the petty reason you got broken up on or broken up by someone else, or the petty reason you broke up with somebody else, whether they were a close talker or manhandler. Close talker wasn't one of the women.
Close talker was Judge Reinhold.
That was Judge
Reinhold. Yeah. Remember, and he wanted to constantly take Jerry's parents out on the town, right, do stuff for him. Elaine thinks it's weird.
But wasn't there one where, like, the girl ate one pee at a time?
Yep.
You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Here on Valentine's Day, we were talking about petty reasons or minor reasons that people have broken up before. And we've got some calls. I got a couple that are good, but I don't want to be the one to go first. Hi, Michelle.
Yes.
Michelle is calling from Abilene. Now, did you get broken up with for a petty reason, or did you break up with somebody for petty reason?
Well, I don't think it's petty, but I think that people have poor mouth hygiene. I don't care if someone smokes occasionally, but if they have dragon breath, they don't take care of it. No.
If somebody's got bad breath, I agree. I don't think that's a petty reason. I mean, that's something you got to live with.
That kisses real bad. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You'd be somebody who kisses real bad, like they're not good at kissing?
Yeah.
Like they're trying to suck in your face?
No, they just, like a wet washcloth.
So I guess if it was somebody who was a bad kisser who also had bad breath, that's like the double dutch there. That's way you're going
for that. Yeah, that would be real bad.
All right, so you have broken up with people for having bad breath and for being bad kissers. All right. Thank you, Michelle. Best of luck. I don't know if you got a Valentine this year, but I hope you can find somebody who's discovered Tic Tacs. I mean, even... Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks. Even Trump knows that trick. Got him right here.
There you go, buddy. You are ready to roll.
David this morning, also calling from Abilene. Good to hear from you. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, David. What are you going to tell us? A petty reason that somebody broke up with you, or a petty reason that you broke up with somebody?
Oh, I recently broke up with somebody over a petty reason is what she says.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what
I
was
like
it?
I like how quickly that came out as one sentence, too. That wasn't like...
He was ready to go.
Yeah, but petty reason that she says...
I,
I, I,
I really like listening to the Buzz Morning Adam Show in the morning while I'm getting ready for work, and she did it.
Oh, is that?
And it got really old.
Wait a minute. So she broke up with you because you like listening to the morning show and she didn't?
No. I broke up with her because every time I turn it on, she get on there and change station. Got too old.
Oh, what a bitch.
What was she trying to put on? Some like country or something? Or what was she into?
Oh, no. Worse than that.
No, that girl music.
No, worse than that.
Christian.
No, worse than that.
What?
That rap crap.
Oh, she put on that rap garbage.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can't put up with that. Come on. Yeah. You don't even want to be with her.
Don't mess with my morning show while I'm getting ready for work and have my coffee.
Right on, David. Thank you, brother.
All right, bye.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
I don't think that's a petty reason at all. I think it's a very,
very valid reason.
Yeah. Thank you.
Brandon, you got anything? I'm not ready to go yet.
But no, if anybody you need to go because I know you got it. We already told the steak one about it. It wasn't you were broken up with. It was
we just couldn't go have steak together anymore because
you liked it too rare.
She said it was too disgusting to watch me eat. Only a wounded cow is the way she put it.
A wounded cow.
Well, I mean,
I eat it pretty rare.
As you say, you've explained how you like your steaks on the air. How do you like them to cook it?
Knock the horns off, wipe their ass, and walk them through a warm room.
There you go. Pretty self-explanatory. I don't think I've ever broken up with anybody or been broken up with for a petty reason.
Yeah, the ones I'm hearing, not too petty. I mean, if somebody's got really horrendous monster breath, you don't want to, you know, that's a good reason to break up with somebody.
Yeah, because, I mean, unless you're just one of those people who's like, oh, yeah, I like being in a relationship where I don't, you know.
Where I'm repulsed.
Yeah.
Where I can't get closer than 6 feet.
Yeah, where you sit across the room and that's how we have our conversations because, you know, you stink.
I'm still just not comfortable going. I'd like to hear from some more people, though.
What about the story about how you were broken up with? Because that's not really on you. This story is, I would be willing to bet that most people would be like, okay, that is an incredibly ridiculous. Petty reason to break up with someone.
Well, we got some more calls. See how these
go. Easy into this a little bit.
We got Charlie, who is calling from Odessa. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Doing good. Charlie, you got broken up with or you broke up with somebody?
I broke up with a girl because she would creepily just stare at you. Eating, she just stare.
Wait, hold on.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, you broke up there a little bit, but I really need to hear what this is. You broke up with a girl because what?
She would just creepily stare at you.
Really?
Just stare at you. When you're in the car, when you're eating,
She would just stare at you or at people? Was it just you that
I guess me because I was the one around her.
But you didn't notice her staring creepily at other people?
No.
Did you?
When I was around her, she just stared at me.
Did you ever ask her to be like, what are you doing?
No, she just creeped me out. She didn't believe
me. That's too creepy.
He's like, all right, not I'm even worth bringing up. All right. See you later.
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you.
That would be kind of creepy.
Just like a creepy.
Yeah, because he said that she would do it in the car. Like it's so. Like I understand if
maybe she was really into the way you look, dude. Charlie from Odessa. Maybe she just
and just had a naturally creepy looking face.
Carlos from El Paso. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, how's it going, bud? Good morning.
Good morning. Why did you break up with somebody, or somebody broke up with you for a real petty reason?
Oh, well, I ended up breaking up with this lady. This was many years ago. Everything was good. A pretty good-looking lady. No worries there. No issues there.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing is she had a tendency of clearing her throat every 10 to 15 minutes.
Clearing her throat?
Yes. Like,
You said every 10 to 15 minutes. You mean minutes or seconds? Yeah. Minutes.
No, every 10 to 15 minutes.
All right.
The only thing, I wouldn't bother me. I would be like, you know what? Maybe it's an allergy. Maybe it's like pollen or something. But she sounded a lot more manlier than I did.
Was she a smoker?
So when we would go out to eat at restaurants, everybody would be staring at me and they're like, oh, it's not him.
It's a woman. Carlos, she would sound manlier than you only when she cleared her throat or the rest of the time too?
No, only when she cleared her throat. Beautiful soft voice, beautiful everything. It's just
when she cleared her throat, she sounded like a dude.
Manly.
Oh, Carlos, oh, yeah. I'm so glad we're going out.
Exactly.
Did you tell her? I mean, did you ever cite that as a reason that you were breaking up, or is that just the kind of thing you do, you keep to yourself?
I kind of went on the Sherlock Holmes investigation to find out to see if she maybe was a man. And I was like,
wait a second. You were concerned that she might actually be a man.
Yeah, I had to go 100%. I was fully invested in this. I was like, you know what? I'm going to find it. It turned out she wasn't a man. She was just really, really manly.
Really, really manly, but only when she cleared her throat, which was every 10 or 15 minutes. All right, got it. Thank you, Carlos.
All righty, bud.
All right, thanks for the call. Oh, we lost
Tony.
Oh, and it was a lady caller. I'm always, those are good. Well, call back if you can. All right, so I once got broken up with because I wasn't, all right, get this, a big enough fan of the Dave Matthews Band.
Huh. I honestly. That's
and I was weird. Pretending to even like. I
you
didn't
were
even,
pretending to like them.
Well, yeah, but I was. I guess my. But I don't. I mean, I'm just not a big Dave right, Matthews right. fan. I kind of think weird. He sings like a pinball machine. Bring, bang, you got your ball. You bring, bang, got your. Right? And but I made her think that I was, oh, yeah, Dave Matthews, you know, because I knew she liked him. But it turned out that that wasn't enough. I had to love Dave Matthews as much as she loved Dave Matthews. Grow deeper. Hey, bing, bong,
bong. Tilt. I kind of get what you're saying with this because I dated a girl who was a huge Dave Matthews fan. Ugh. Like to the point that we traveled to go see Dave Matthews. Like, when they go on their tours and they do multiple shows in the same city and then
you go
they,
to show after show after
and
show.
And then there's like a show that's in the city that's like an hour and a half to 2 hour drive away. You go to like all four or five flipping shows.
Wow.
Well, I didn't have much of an opinion of Dave Matthews one way or the other, you know, because I just, you know, it wasn't, but being around her, it was always on. And it got to where I actually hated Dave Matthews.
Was it just like absolutely just grating
anytime
on you
in her
at
car,
that point?
Anytime in her car. Anytime in my...
wow.
Sweet you roll.
I was at one of the Dave Matthews concerts, and at one point he's on the mic talking, and he cracks a joke, I think, about how people can't understand what he's saying because he mumbles all the time. And all I heard was, because I don't mumble. And then he just stops talking and the whole crowd goes, woo! And I'm looking around and I'm like, what did he say? Not a single person around me can tell me what the hell he said. Marijuana.
I,
the reason Dave Matthews exists.
Specifically, she told me, I don't see a future with somebody who doesn't love Dave Matthews.
And honestly, that's probably one of the best things that could have ever happened to you right there. Where you're just like, thanks. See ya.
All right, here's the telephone number if you ever got broken up with for a petty reason or broke up with somebody for a petty reason. You could call us 844-305-6210. 844-305-6210. Do you remember one episode of Seinfeld where George didn't have his glasses and he thought he saw Jerry's girlfriend kissing his cousin? This was one of the early episodes.
I think so. The cousin that worked at the parks department?
I don't remember that part, but George had his glasses stolen and he needed a new pair of glasses. And anyway, Jerry, that was like a running thing was he would break up with women for all kinds of silly reasons.
They all would. Jerry would, Kramer would, George would, Elaine would. It was just always these incredibly petty reasons that they would break up with the significant other that they were with. And one of the better ones, the storylines that didn't exist as long as people thought, was the one with Elaine and Putty.
Mm.
You stole my Jesus fish, didn't you? She finds out that he's a diehard Christian because all of his radio stations in his car are pre-dialed to the Christian station.
And he's got the Jesus fish.
You should be worried about me. Why? I'm not the one going to hell.
Clayton, hello.
Hello.
Clayton is calling from Abilene. Good representation from Abilene, by the way, today, guys. So, Clayton, you broke up with somebody or got broke up with?
I broke up with someone because she pronounced Illinois Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, that's not petty. That's you're well played, Clayton.
Yeah, that one kills me so bad.
Illinois, right? That's a tough one. Supposedly, that's one.
Oh.
It's really hard to get past that if a girl says supposedly.
I didn't realize Valentine's was a thing.
Valentine's? Like, happy Valentine's?
I didn't know if I'd ever heard anybody say that, but you brought it up earlier. We played a song about it. And then on my Facebook page, I even saw somebody post, like, it's not, you know, the worst part about Valentine's are people who say Valentine's. And I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention.
Clayton, did you give her the reason? Did you tell her that it was because she was mispronouncing the name of the state of Illinois?
No, and I just, you know, kind of quit talking to her. But
did you ghost her?
Did you ghost her?
Well, she had a higher education than I did, and she sounded like, I don't know, so uneducated, you know?
Yeah.
It was.
Did she also pronounce it Arkansas?
And another one is people that pronounce Des Moines, Des Moines. That's
never heard of that one, but the Illinois. All right, thanks, Clayton.
All right we'll thank you. Bye.
Clayton broke up with lady because she said
Illinois. Or Illinois? Regardless, you don't pronounce the S.
James, also from Abilene. Wow, Abilene, you're really impressing me today. Yeah, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Why did you break up with somebody?
Well, she actually broke up with me because my hairline had started to recede just a tad. So I cut my hair, you know, I wanted to keep it real short.
Mm-hmm.
Buzzed it a little bit. Oh, man, she would not talk to me, but she wouldn't break up with me. She wouldn't pull the trigger. She was like, she was waiting for my hair to grow back out. So, yeah, like, how ridiculous is that?
How long had your hair been, James?
It was probably a little bit past my ears, but, you know, I didn't like it because it was starting to recede, and I didn't like the V.
You didn't want to get that Ben Franklin look going.
That's right, yeah. The old widow's peak. So I cut it real short, you know, buzzed it a little bit. She would not talk to me for, like, a month went by, and finally I was like, hey, this is ridiculous. Like, you won't answer my calls or nothing. So I kind of broke up with her, but, you know, she did it. It's her freaking fault.
If your hair was receded too much and it stayed long on the side, you know what you'd end up with?
What's that?
A skullet. It's like a mullet, except with a skull.
You don't want a skullet.
All right. Skullet.
All right. Thanks, James.
No problem.
We'll see
you. Guys.
Take care. One more. And then we got a break, but if anybody's got some other ones, I don't think I've worked my way up to telling you why I broke up with somebody one time. Actually, mine does not sound that ridiculous.
I still think the Dave Matthews one probably takes the cake.
Julie from Abilene. Julie, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, Julie, you got broken up with or you broke up with somebody?
No, I broke up with a guy for like 6 months, and he wouldn't do any like man stuff. Like, I know how to change a tire, so I had a blowout. And he was like, well, we can call someone, and I was like, I can change it. So I changed the tire, okay? And it's not just that. Like,
wait, let me see if I'm hearing this right, because you're kind of breaking up a little bit. The guy wouldn't do manly stuff like change a tire?
Yeah, and then, like, okay, so he needed an oil change on his vehicle.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can help you. And he was like, well, no, I don't really want to. I'll just pay someone. And I was like, no, really, let me help you.
Yeah, just take a Jiffy Lube. I'm with him. Yeah, take a Jiffy Lube. What am I going to crawl under and get all dirty and oil all over myself?
No, but then he puts on gloves but puts powder in them. So I was like, okay.
He put powder in the gloves?
Yeah, and then, like, my plumbing, you know, I needed some pipes changed under the house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I'm going to get under there and I'm going to change them. Do you want to help me? He was like, ew, no, I'll just call someone. And then I was like, okay. And then the last straw was, like, I needed my lawn mowed. And so I was like, can I borrow your lawnmower? I'm going to mow my lawn. He's like, I don't own one. I just hire someone. And I'm like, you know what? I can't do this.
Like,
anyway,
I think you didn't used to
date me, did you, Julie? Some of this sounding very familiar.
I mean, everybody else thought it was petty because he was really nice, but I mean, you got to, like, do stuff.
You got to draw your line somewhere, you drew yours.
Because I know how to do it doesn't mean, like, I don't need a man. You know, women were always like, well, I can do it. I don't need a man. Okay, well, I can do it, but I would like for a man to help me.
I still think putting powder in the gloves, like that right there, immediately.
Like, that one, I just kind of looked at him like, what are you doing?
Was he a metrosexual?
Well, he's real pretty, like really, really pretty.
Would he get manicures?
Did he what?
Did he get manicures, pedicures?
Oh, yeah, he was real. Yeah, his hands were everything. He's like, no, I don't get my nails dirty, and I don't get my nails done. I don't do any of that.
Are you sure? Are you sure he was straight?
Well, now that I look back on it, I hear stories.
Oh!
All right, well, that's my daddy.
All right, reason. Thank you, Julie. Thank you. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. I was sitting there, did I date a Julie
God, that really sounds like me.
Did you put powder in gloves, dude?
That I haven't done, and I do know how to change a tire, but I don't know how to change oil. I barely know how to check the oil.
The Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast is brought to you by Lindio. Discover a new world of small business loans and a new way to finance. What's next right now at Lindio.com.
What is the petty reason you either got that somebody broke up with you, or what is the petty reason that you broke up with somebody else? And we're working our way up. Maybe I'll give the petty reason that I broke up with somebody. Alex from El Paso. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Buzz. How are you doing today?
Doing good, Alex. Hey, are we hearing a story about you breaking up with somebody, or somebody breaking up with you?
Me breaking up with somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. You know, out in love with her.
Wait, hold on. Start again. We lost your. I think it's the weather's messing with the phone. Perhaps, a little bit today. Yeah. Yeah, start again, Alex.
I said I broke up with her because I fell in love with her.
Wait a minute. You broke up with her because you fell in love with her.
Exactly.
Let me hear. Very attractive
redhead. Loves the outdoors. Loved everything I love to do. I was just young and dumb.
Uh huh.
You know. And
how young?
So, yeah. Like maybe 19, 20, 21 maybe.
So what, you didn't want to settle down that early?
Exactly. And
so you
decided I didn't want to settle down that early. But, you know, she took me back, and now I guess I could tell you it's been 27 years.
Oh, hey, that's a let's hear it for Alex and his beautiful. You're just like Charlie Brown. You fell in love with a little redheaded girl.
Yeah, I'm losing the hair to you on that part. So, yeah.
All right, thanks, Alex. You and you and your wife have a happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for calling.
All right, guys, take care. Bye bye.
Okay, let's talk to Cynthia, who's calling from El Paso. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, Buzz. How are you?
I'm very good. You telling us a story about why somebody broke up with you, or why you broke up with somebody?
Why I broke up with somebody.
Okay. How come?
Okay, I'm super petty, and I know.
It's good that you can admit that. I mean, I think a lot of people probably are, but don't admit it to themselves. So at least, are you petty or picky?
You decide, because I always have like a three straw kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, three strikes, you're out. Gotcha.
Three strikes, that's it. Exactly.
All right, let's hear.
So sorry about that.
Your elevator's here.
But basically, the very first time we went to Starbucks and he was placing his order, you know, I don't cuss normally, but they asked him, what does he want? And he's all, oh, I want one of those blank right there, like one of those MFs right there. And I was like, did he just cuss at Starbucks?
Wait a minute. He said, I want one of those. And then he bleeping.
Dropped the M.
He dropped the
MF?
The MF. Yeah.
Oh.
I'll give you one of those MFs right there. And I was like, I just looked at him like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Is this?
you want to be with somebody who's at least a civilized human being, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And unnecessary cussing always like is a big downer for me.
That's what I tell my kids. I tell my kids there's a time for it. And sometimes it expresses yourself and your thoughts better than anything else. But you don't want to overdo it, and you don't want to use it inappropriately.
Exactly.
All right. So,
and the last straw for me was basically like he just texted me randomly out of the blue, and he was like, "Hey, so when are you gonna let me get up all in that?" And I was like, "Okay, yeah, I gotta disappear."
Wow.
when are you gonna let me get up all in that? I guess there are women, Cynthia, probably right here in the town that you live in, who would see that and go, "Oh." So sweet.
They'd just be like, sploosh.
Oh.
Sploosh.
Squish.
Right? I guess I'm not one of them because I was like, up in where? Like, where's he going? Oh no.
Yeah, up in there. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Cynthia, for the call. Very candid of you. Yes. And I appreciate that.
Oh my God.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day. There's Cynthia from El Paso.
Yo, when are you going to let me all up in that? So for your Tinder account, Buzz, that's going to be the first message to any connections that we find. Hey, when are you going to let me all up in that?
Right. You know, if you try it 100 times and it only works one time, it still works. Jerome, hello.
Hello.
Jerome from Midland. Good to hear from Midland.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Jerome? You broke up with somebody for a petty reason?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's hear.
I broke up with her because she would always ask me to do stuff. I don't know.
I'm sorry, dude. That's funny. She would always ask me to do stuff.
Like
go to movies.
Lazy guy. You know, I work. I have two jobs.
She always wants to talk.
But she would call me and be like, hey, what time do you go to work? And I'd be like, oh, I'll go to work in like an hour and a half, 2 hours. You know, I'm like, oh, cool. She wants to hang out, you know, a little bit before I go to work. No, she'd be like, help me load up this refrigerator.
Oh, right.
Oh, like chores.
Okay, that's something totally. Do stuff that required a lot of effort and was kind of like work right before you had to freaking go to work. No, I feel you, brother.
And then, like, she would, like, at first I'd be like, yeah, you know, maybe she'll have some of her friends over there to help or something. No, it'd just be me, my truck, and a refrigerator.
And would she help with the refrigerator, or were you expected to get up in there by yourself?
She would try, but she weighed like 92 pounds wet.
Yeah, you know? Right. What good is she going to be at all?
Yeah. More sploosh.
Like, you're going to get a scratched refrigerator is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So there's the thing. Jerome's a hardworking man out there in Midland.
Haul your own damn refrigerator.
All right. Thank you, Jerome.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll see you. Jerome.
We got a few here on Twitter, and if you have a story, if you can't call in, you can always hit us up on Twitter at Buzz Adams Show. Roger does comment on the Seinfeld when they break up because they wanted to do the voice of the one woman's belly button. Did you ever see the talking
belly button?
La la la, that one.
Yeah,
and she flat out says you need to decide between the voice or me, and he chooses the voice, and then Kramer and George are like, we're kind of over it. So he ends up missing out on both.
By the way, the one that Jerry broke up with because she had a weird laugh, didn't he say that it sounded like Elmer Fudd?
Yeah, high-pitched Elmer Fudd or something like that, because it was like, Roger also says the only girl he's ever ghosted was because she referred to herself in the third person.
You don't deserve to be with Linda.
God, that would make me nuts. I don't blame him for doing that. And then Daniel writes in and says that he broke up with somebody because they were vegetarian.
Well, it depends. Are they a vegetarian and they're not going to give you a hard time? Because that's one thing. And by the way, I've never met that kind of vegetarian before.
I have.
That just like live and let live. You eat what you want to eat and I'll eat what I want to eat.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Every vegetarian I've ever known reminds you multiple times every week that they're a vegetarian and that you should be too. All right, you want to hear the most petty reason I ever broke up with somebody?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, there was one. This isn't the main one. There was one where, and I'll never do this again, like when you like you tell each other how many people you've been with before. And her number was, like, higher than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. But that wasn't the most petty reason.
Uh-huh.
I dated a girl who had... Oh, God. I don't even want to tell this. I'd take a break, and I'll tell you when I come back. She had... And I tried to get over it, and I tried to ignore it, but there it was, looking me right in the face every time we'd have adult time together.
It's not man hands, right?
Oh.
Not man hands.
Okay.
Oh.
Something about her body that I just had to break up.
We'll come back and we'll get to find out.
All right. Yeah.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
We got some more calls. People are going to tell us the petty reason that either they got dumped or the petty reason that they broke up with somebody. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Barbacoa.
Wouldn't this conversation kind of be anti-love radio?
Anti-love, love, love. Love, love. Yes. I guess you could look at that, look at it that way. Richie is calling, and Richie's at El Paso. Richie, we're going to hear a story about you breaking up with somebody or getting broke up with.
I broke up with somebody. Hey, how's it going, everybody?
All right. Morning.
Well, morning, Richie. Go ahead. Why'd you break up with somebody?
Well, we didn't really break up. I just left her at a movie theater because she answered her phone during the movie.
Oh. Like she answered while the movie and started talking and stuff?
Yeah, she had a whole conversation. I was like, I'm going to go to the restroom. I'll see you right now.
Mm-hmm. Was it first date or? Was it first date or a few dates?
I had been a couple of dates already.
Yeah. Now, what does that tell you about a girl if they just pick up their phone, start having a conversation in the movie? Like, what was your concern that she was? How would you describe it?
I mean, it was rude and
kind of ghetto is what I was looking for.
Yeah, I didn't want to go that far, but yeah,
little ghetto.
So you just got up and left?
Yeah, I went to the restroom and I was like, well, I mean, I want to go leave. I mean, she was still on the phone with the guy.
Oh, she was on the phone with a guy?
Yeah, it was a guy on their line.
What?
That's what I can hear. It was like a little casual conversation. I was like, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Was she trying to keep her voice down at least?
No. No, she did not.
Where was the other hand? What kind of conversation were they having?
About what they were going to do on the weekend.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, see you, lady.
I don't think the issue was that, I mean, it is an issue that she talks at a movie theater. But
the fact it's another guy and what they're going to do over the weekend, as you were walking out, you should have just texted her like, hey, here's a number for a cab, and just left.
Right, well, they didn't make Uber back then. This was about like 10 years ago. But
they still had cabs, though.
They still had cabs. All right, thank you, Richie. All right, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
God, what a hoe.
Barbacoa. Edward calling from San Angelo. Hey, San Angelo. I was starting to wonder about. I was wondering if we were on in San Angelo for a few minutes because we hadn't heard from him. Hi, Edward.
What's up, Buzzley?
Hey, you got a story about breaking up with somebody or getting broke up with?
Both.
Oh, good. All right. Well, which one are you going to tell us first?
Well, I broke up with this girl a couple years back because she was a mouth breather.
Did she look like Eli Manning?
Luckily, no.
Okay.
mouth breathing, I usually associate that with guys being mouth breathers. In fact, I would have trouble remembering a girl who's a mouth breather.
That's how bad it was. I actually still remember hers.
Oof. Yeah. All right. And what's the other story you got broken up with by somebody?
And then I got broken up with this girl because I started spending the night at her house, and she broke up with me because I snored.
Wait, she broke up with you because you snored?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that, Brandon?
I don't know.
It's kind of related because, like, part of snoring is you're not getting enough air through your nose, so it's almost like you were nocturnally mouth breathing. It's almost like, in a way, it's almost like karma, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like karma.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Edward, for calling.
Jeez, way to connect those dots there, buddy.
Nice, Buzz.
Jonathan from San Angelo as well. Hi, Jonathan.
How's it going, bud?
Doing good. Why did you break up with somebody or get broken up with?
I broke up with this girl because in the morning, her morning face looked like Droopy, the cartoon.
Would she wake you up and go, hello, all you happy people?
Well, I was kind of waiting for the voice to come out of her, but, you know, I couldn't do it.
Did you tell her that's why?
No, of course not. Come on.
No,
course not.
Well, you never know.
Once she got her face on, did she look like any other cartoon dogs, or did she look okay?
No, she looked okay, actually.
Okay.
It was a morning thing.
Time to wake up, Jonathan. All right. Thank you, Jonathan.
All right. Appreciate it, bud.
Thanks for the call. We'll see you. There's Jonathan, San Angelo. Weird from Dated all
droopy.
Over Texas. Dated Droopy. Hello, Chris from El Paso.
What's going on, bud?
Chris, you got broken up with or broke up with somebody?
Man, they dumped me because I refused to shave my beard, man.
Mm-mm. When was this? Because beards are like the, you know, beards are cool now.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
And it was maybe like 2-3 years ago. But the thing is, I didn't even have like a crazy old Santa Claus beard. It was just shaved and trimmed up and everything.
You didn't have like a big old lumberjack beard. You just had nice little growth.
Yeah, it was like edged up, nice and trimmed up. But I guess, I don't know, maybe it poked her face. I don't know. She was just like, either you shave or you don't come back home.
Uh-oh. And you chose your beard over your girl?
Well, yeah, I had only known her for like 3-4 months. So. Yeah.
And you'd had your beard for at least that long.
Got respect for you, Chris. Got respect for you, buddy.
Maybe.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Chris. All right, we'll see you.
I would never tell a guy to shave his beard off.
Jason from Tyler. Tyler, the home of Earl Campbell. The Tyler Rose.
Hey.
Hey, Jason. Why'd you broke up with somebody or got broke up with?
I got broke up with.
For a petty reason. Why?
Oh, because my girlfriend at the time found out I banged her side chick.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a petty reason at all. You were banging a side chick.
No, her side chick.
Wait. Okay. I got to break this thing down here, buddy.
Yeah, let me stop the music so I can fully concentrate. Your chick had a side chick.
Yes, but she was bisexual.
She was a bi.
We used to share all the time.
Uh-huh. But then you started developing a relationship with the side chick.
Yeah, she had a side chick. The ground rules were the only time we saw was together. And I found out she was breaking that rule, so I broke it too.
Okay, so she was breaking the rule with the side chick, so you decided to break the rule with the side. Man, that's like killing the goose that laid the golden egg, as far as I can see. Why would you want to end that deal?
Oh, because the side chick was better looking.
Ah!
And is this going on in Tyler, or where the hell is this? Where are all these swingers,
there are,
man?
Lots of pineapples out there?
No, they hang out in Abilene.
Okay, Abilene's a little closer. All right, thanks. Jason, are you the truck driver that drives for Tyler through Abilene?
Oh, that's quite a possibility.
Have you called in before?
Probably so.
All right, let's hear the horn. You going to give us the horn?
Oh, I can't hear you. No, I can't do it. It's broken.
Oh. It's broken. So then just go ooga.
Ooga.
Yeah, thank you. There you go, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Jason.
Rocking the pineapples, man, out there, buddy.
You find yourself in a situation like that, I don't think you screw it up like that. Two more. Let's do two more. Al from El Paso, Texas. Al, hello.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
We're swapping stories about the most petty reason you ever broke up with somebody or got broken up with. So what is yours?
Well, actually, I made her break up with me because I think she was a little crazy. Mm-hmm. She told me she was abducted by aliens and could speak alien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe a little crazy. And so how did you make her break up with you?
Well, after I was driving and she said that, I looked at her, like she said she spoke alien. I looked at her and she had the serious face on her, like, yeah, she really did speak alien. So I became so annoying that whole day that eventually, you know, she just stopped calling and stopped texting.
She like really asking a bunch of weird questions, like, so did you like the probes? Where did you like them? Because we can do that.
She really believed what she was saying? You think she was, like, totally serious about the aliens?
Yeah. She had this face that didn't look like she was joking. It looked like she was serious as could be.
Dude.
I mean, I made sure to look to see if she was laughing. I got you or something like that.
Right.
It was a straight face like, yeah, I was abducted by aliens. I speak alien.
That level of crazy, no offense, but I would have had to find out what that's like in bed.
Nah, I'm glad I didn't go past the second date.
Okay, so it was your second date. That kind of crazy, that is legendary bedroom skills, probably. All right, thanks, Al.
You're
all
welcome.
Right, we'll see you. One more. There's been a good bunch of calls. Bob, and I notice it's in quotes, so maybe it's not his real name, but we'll go with Bob from El Paso. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Buzz?
Doing good, Bob. What's your story?
Real quick, mine was, for some reason, with this girl, every time we had like a not every time, but we had little arguments here and there. Well, I guess she told me I wouldn't fight enough in the argument, so I was kind of like a, I guess maybe you can call me like a pushover when it came to that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a damp rag.
Yeah, so so one time at the club real quick, she decides to let me know that, you know, we're done, and I'm in a car full of girls of her friends, but for some, for some reason, I start, like, whimpering, crying like a little, you know, and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? Why am I doing this? And everybody's, like, looking at me like, wow, is this guy really freaking crying? It's embarrassing as it is, I will never do that again because I felt like such a...
Why were you whimpering?
I don't know. She said, she was like, you know what, we're done.
Oh, you started crying because she broke up with you because you're... Did, and so she accused you of being... Not to put too fine a point on it, Bob, but she accused you of being kind of a wimp, and your response to that was to start crying.
Yeah. And it's good, I guess because she was one of the first pretty girls I ever hooked up with. I was like, oh, my God, I can actually, you know, attract those kind of women. So I guess that's part of the reason why I felt like that. But I during the whole, you know, whimpering and crying, I was like, why am I doing this? Everyone's looking at me right now like I'm...
And you were in a car full of her female friends.
Two in the front, two in the back seat, and there I was in the passenger side crying in the corner.
So that was pretty sad. Is that you?
Is that what it sounded like?
Was that you? Is that what it sounded like?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, Bob says that's it. All right. Thank you, Bob. It must have been difficult to admit that, but thank you for calling.
No problem.
All right. We'll see you. Here's Bob. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We got more calls coming in. People either dumping others for petty reasons or
being dumped for petty reasons.
You're too much of a wimp.
The Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast is brought to you by Lindio. If you are a small business and you need a small business loan, think Lindio.
We've got a few more calls of people telling us the most petty reason that they ever broke up with somebody or that somebody broke up with them. And we've been hearing from everybody.
Everybody.
All the different cities that we broadcast, some that we don't. Hello, Michelle, who is calling from San Angelo, I see.
Hi,
Michelle. Michelle, you broke up with somebody for petty reason, or they broke up with you?
I broke up with him.
All right, let me hear.
I broke up with him because every time he'd come over, no matter what we were doing, he would sit in one of my chairs and fall asleep.
Okay. He'd come over and he would fall asleep.
Fall asleep. No matter if we went out to eat, he would come back to the house, he'd fall asleep. If we were doing something, watching a movie, he would constantly fall asleep.
Maybe your chair was just super comfy. Right?
But you don't come over to somebody's house and always fall asleep.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a second because
it shows how comfortable he was around
you. It shows a lot of comfort that he, you know, was good. Did he work really hard? Was he like always working? And
no, I worked more than he did. Yeah. He just always would come over and fall asleep. No, like I said, no matter what, if I was cooking, cleaning, if we were watching a movie, after sex, anything, he would constantly fall asleep.
I can relate to all of those.
Sounds like you were dating Prince Valium from Spaceballs.
Right.
But that doesn't help your relationship or develop the one.
Yeah. Well, would he ever fall asleep while out on a date someplace?
We'd go to the movies, anything. I told him to go get tested for narcolepsy. See what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he had that. Did it seem like he might have had sleep apnea?
I don't know.
Did he snore?
Oh, God, yeah.
Did it sound like this? Wait, here, I'm going to do it because I've been told this is what I do. You ready?
Maybe you need a priest and not a machine.
Like her.
All right, thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Y'all,
bye-bye. All right, Michelle. In San Angelo. Tony from El Paso. Hi, Tony.
How's it going, bud?
Good. What, you broke up with somebody for a petty reason, or they broke up with you?
Two stories. One, when I was in high school, a girl actually started giving me the moves on that right before Valentine's. I'm like, okay, I guess she wants a Valentine's date. Started dating her, and I was real nice to her. Spent a lot of money on a gift, and obviously she didn't give me much. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll just pay for some tickets to go to the movies. And a week later, she dumped me and started going out with one of my friends because he had a rice burner car.
compared to my car. That was just a 95 Buick.
Okay.
Well, it's a Buick, dude.
Right. Well, it was a hand down for my parents, so couldn't do much at the time.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, at least it's got a big back seat, right?
I'm sorry?
At least it's got a big back seat, right?
All right, yeah.
All right, so what's the other story, Tony?
The other one was I met a girl online, and it turned out she was deaf. I'm like, you know what? It's going to be fine. We'll do the best of it.
Was she totally, like, stone deaf or just hearing impaired?
Just hearing impaired.
So she could hear a little bit.
Right, she could hear a little bit. Well, we met a couple of times, and for the most part, we had to communicate by texting, either using her phone or my phone at the time, and we'd just have our conversation like that, whatever she couldn't understand. And when it came down to it, and we were together, just the noises or the sounds she would make as far as during intercourse.
You sound like somebody was kicking a goose around?
it was really off-putting.
What kind of sounds would she...
Not necessarily like that, but, man, I'm trying to recall, and, I mean, don't judge me if it's exactly what it sounds like, but it's like, so
oh, my God.
That's the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard. I'm sorry.
You sure it didn't sound like this?
Let's see. It seems like I know a deaf joke about dating. Oh, did you hear about the gynecologist who was deaf?
No, I didn't.
He was a lip reader. Okay. All right, thank you, Tony.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
I originally thought when he was like, it turns out she, and then when the sound of the D came out, I thought he was going to say, turned out she was a dude.
Oh, right. My God. I dated a girl and I didn't know it
whoa,
at the time.
Whoa, where are you going with this?
What? Me?
Yeah. Where's this connection that you're making here?
No, I dated a girl. You know what? I'm not even going to tell you now. Oh, yeah, you got to wonder.
Oh, I want to know. Tell me later, Buzz.
I dated a girl who had a false leg.
Oh.
Like from the knee down.
Was her name Eileen?
Mm-hmm. No, but we had to we had to break it off. Hey, Maria.
Yes.
I'm liking you already.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Maria, you broke up with somebody for a petty reason?
No, actually, they broke up with me for a petty reason.
All right, what was it?
I wasn't bitchy enough.
What? You weren't bitchy enough?
Yeah, apparently, well, he cheated a lot. Mm-hmm. And I've never been that, like, psycho girlfriend that kind of gets crazy and goes off and... You know, I talk it over with him, and we were young. We were like 21, and I told him, I was like, you know, I understand. You're young. You're still looking. And I would always kind of make an excuse for him in his cheating, and he finally said, okay, that's it, enough. He's like, you need to stand up, and you need to tell me I'm wrong. You need to tell me I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. And I was
good
like,
Lord, there's some salt on the wound. Hey, by the way, I'm cheating on you, and on top of it, I'm going to complain about your attitude?
Yeah, and I thought it was totally bizarre because I was like, okay, you want me to be a bitch? Like, I didn't understand that. I was like, okay, I thought, you know, we were kind of discussing things.
I'm not sure you're in bitch territory if a woman objects to the guy she's cheating on. Yeah. I'm not sure that quite rises to the level of bitchiness, though, Maria.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, I've never been I'm not a mean person by nature at all. And so I would reason it out because I really did care for him. And I was like, no, you know what? We're young. I mean, I'd rather him get it out now before this gets any more serious. And he told me that I needed to be more mean. I needed to be like the girls he knew back home. And I was like, well, I'm not the girls he knew back home. That's why I thought I was the better one.
Where was back home?
New Mexico.
Okay. Explains a lot. All right.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Maria. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.
See you as well. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, right. I don't think that classifies as being bitchy. If,
no, yeah.
If a guy's cheating on you over and over again.
It is an odd...
He was like, react, do something.
It is an odd response on his part. You know,
yeah,
you know, I think you should be mad.
He's all like,
obviously.
Call me a bad boy.
I'm a dog. Yeah,
I think it clearly just proved that guy was a jerk. Was the bottom line. And he didn't want to be in a relationship.
All right, so... You know, people get a lot of tattoos these days, right? Like, that's just a common thing. I've come to accept if I meet anybody under the age of 40, there's a good chance they're going to have
tattoos.
At least some art
on
their body, which is fine. So I was dating a girl, and one of the tattoos she had was, okay, you know those, there's a motif, and it's kind of like these little cherub angels,
mm-hmm.
and like one of them's leaning on their hand here. I got a picture of it.
Just is it so the exact picture?
This is not of her.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I'm saying, but of what the tattoo was.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty famous painting. What, isn't that from Michelangelo?
I'm not sure who it's from, but it's these angels, and and she had them on her back, but they weren't very well done.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty sloppy, but they did look like babies, and they were on the small of her back.
Okay.
Well, that's what I would be looking at. In intimate moments, and trust me, I'm gonna watch what I say here
In mid dog coitus.
Yeah,
dog coitus.
And I think one of them was playing like a lute or some kind of medieval instrument.
Oh my god.
But it's right there, and it's like, oh boy, you know, there's nothing she could do about it at that point. She got the tattoo.
Right.
And I don't think it would have made any difference if it was like a really, really high quality tattoo. It's the fact that there were angelic children on the small of her back.
But judging you.
And that was kind of like my landing pad. You know what I'm talking about?
But you don't think that it had anything to do with the fact that it was really poor quality as well?
Yeah, like it distracted you. Like, oh, that is really bad.
It didn't help that it was poor quality, but I don't think it really mattered either. It's just, you know, I don't want children looking back up at me while I'm going to while I'm going to Naughty Town. You know what I'm saying? And they're angels on top of that. You know, they got wings. And one of them's got a lute.
So you broke up with her?
Did you tell her?
Yeah.
No. I mean, what would be the point? It's not like she could do anything about it at that time.
I hate your tattoo. You know,
it was just, I couldn't get past it.
What if, like, all of a sudden you just got really snarky about it? Like, during the breakup, she, like, becomes just a complete bitch about it.
No, I didn't break up. Like, I ghosted.
You want to know why?
I ghosted.
Because of that crap-ass tattoo on your lower back.
I would just recommend, for girls, I suppose, or gay dudes, for that matter, if you're going to get a back tattoo, don't get anybody's face.
Because if you're
going to be in a relationship and they're going to be at the Virgin Mary.
Yeah, if you
don't want to go all triple X on the Virgin Mary.
No, if you're a catcher.
Back,
if you're a catcher.
Yeah. Plan it out a little bit.
Put some thought into it.
Right.
Think about every scenario where this could go wrong.
Angelic babies playing
the lute.
The lute.
Medieval instruments. Not that much of a turn on. If I'm being 100% honest here.
The Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast is brought to you by Lindio. Lindio is a small business loan specialist searching the web for qualified lenders to fund your next project, payroll, pay for supplies, or pay for vacations.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. For more, head to buzzadamshow.com.